והציר היה נראה כה חי עד שהגיעו ציפורים וניסו לנקר את הפרס הציורים. It looked so real that the birds came to eat the fruit. מבקר את הרוחה, התלהב ואומרו, לא, גם הציפורים היינו בכינוס שרק ציור לפניהם. Even though it's not real, it's just a painting. It's not real. הן חושש שהפרס רואים להכיל את זה. They think you can eat this fruit. Now, when the painter heard, the artist heard this, he was devastated. Lachim ikanu his beer. So why was he upset? Why was the painter upset? That's the riddle. It's going to ruin his painting. Good. What? So I'll tell you what his problem was. If the painting was so real, the birds should have been scared of the Ottoman, and they weren't.
Yes, it's a story with Yosef and the Mashkim. He see that the bird was coming into his head, that means he was dead. Otherwise, the birds doesn't come.
Right, very good. Why are the birds not scared of the Ottoman carrying the basket? It wasn't good enough. He wasn't happy with his painting. It's a geschmack riddle, but what's the book? When this is not a riddle class. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. Oh, Hashem, yours. Hope it's more successful. I didn't see you. Yeah, you see.
I made you a cup of coffee, but there was one already there. I had to give it away.
So I missed everything yesterday. Sorry. If birds are coming up to my painting, that's not the painting I wanted to paint. The man in the painting doesn't look alive. Like you just said from Brother Yosef with the Jew, that's how you that. Kach gam Adam. Im agoyim einu mutrodim mekudoshose shel ha-Yehudi. If the goyim aren't bothered and not upset with your kedush, with who you are, alav yoyt mutrad mikan ulechapes es asibah shegom lekach she'ene nirak yudim mushlam v'kodesh bein goyim. Aren't they upset with you? It's hard to understand. A lot of kashas on this. We know that that anti-Semitism comes dafka when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Not what we're supposed to be doing. And other rabbi, the goyim had enormous covet from the goyim of Israel. No, he's saying, why aren't the goyim? No, that's not what he said. No. Why are the goyim able to look at us and not get angry with us? Because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We don't have the light. It's like the sun, the marshal we brought yesterday from Mendel Mipanovic, Panavanitz. His marshal. Echa shemesh yodat shi shemesh v'izorach v'kane choy yukodois v'zirchinesh v'anosh yiroinim sh'aini yukhoilim v'istakel alayah. והם נסקוקים נסחוסיס מפרס כדי להביט פה, אז יועדת השם מה רב ועוד סומוירה. מאיפה אנו יועדים שיש לנו צלם אלוקים ונשמוסני הוא חלק הולכה ממעל? מהעובדה זו שהגלים לא יכולים להסתכל בפונוף של הילד הקטן הזה. על פי זה יועדים אנו בוודאי שמפונוף קוירים מאור עיר השכינה. The mikvah goy Baba Rav Moshe, when Rav Moshe was living on the lower east side, there was a goy that used to take care of the mikvah. He said that when Rav Moshe came out of the mikvah, he couldn't look at him. He used to greet him when he came in and said, Shalom, how are you, whatever. After he went to the mikvah, the goy said, I couldn't look at him. Now, I would have said, forget. When a yid doesn't look like a yid, that's when the goy comes and reminds him that he's a yid and beats him up. But when he's looking like a yid, the goy leaves him alone. No, that's what I'm confused by, because yesterday he said, Kargama Adam, Ima goim einu mutradim bekutushose shel ha-yehudi, alav ilioit mutrad mikach ulechapes es ha-sibbe, shegorma lekoch shu einu nirik yehudi mushlam, v'kodesh ba'ein ha-goim. If the guy is not bothered by, if one second, if the guy is not, if he's leaving me alone, he's not bothered by me, yeah? Then I've got to go and have a look and see why. Why isn't the guy upset and angry and beating me up? Because I don't look enough like a yid. No, I understand that. I understand what he's taking out of the marshal, but it doesn't fit with what we said yesterday. That's my problem. And it doesn't fit with what we've known all along. We know that what causes anti-Semitism is assimilation. Not us doing what we're supposed to be doing. When we're supposed to be doing what we're doing, the goyim should leave us alone. We shouldn't be magizing them. Why did the Nazis get upset with Rav Mendel? I'm asking, why were the goyim yesterday, the Nazis in the camp, upset with Rav Mendel, me, whatever? Because he said, because he had the Kedusha, he had the Keren Or, the Shechita was shining from you. The baby, him.
That's what they couldn't handle this baby. Because they realized there's something here, that they couldn't handle this baby. I don't see the stira. The Kedusha of the Tzelem Elohim frightens the goyim. It makes them uneasy. It makes them realize there's something here that's holy.
Fine.
Maybe it makes them, at some point, it makes them jealous. It makes them whatever. Anti-Semitism is a whole different ballgame. Anti-Semitism is a fight between Esau and Yaakov. And when the Yidden aren't doing what they need to be doing, then Esau will...
So that's how you're answering it. This is not talking about anti-Semitism. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's talking about this interaction between Yidden and Goy. When Yidden are wearing tefillin, there's a certain thing. The bird's not going to come to him. If he sees the man, he's not going to come here. So too, the Goy are going to have a certain...
So when we're assimilated and we've lost our Tzelem Elohim, okay,
then
the goyim are no pacha, there's no pacha, therefore the goyim are ready to start up with us. Okay, Shkoyach. Yeah, that's always bothered me though. Two separate things. No, we know the goyim used to have enough for the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was walking, they used to walk out of the way. They used to let him go, the whatever. The... Yes, I'm saying that's... but the thought is that sometimes can turn into being magis and they can get angry about it or whatever. Yeah. Rabbi Chanan says a frightening thing. He says by the apikose ha'am, that sinner for the kedusha that the goy has, the yid has even more. He says the Erev Ram amongst us hate the chachamim more than the goyim hate them. Yeah, yeah. Not only that, but you've taken my heritage. With the, interesting piece of Bukharan that's Kadat to learn sometime. Simon Vav. Okay, Shkaya. I told you you should be giving this shit. See, no one knows about how far back you and I go and what the relationship had started. That's why they don't know how embarrassed I am to sit here in front of you. But at least I'm learning this way. Oh, shit. Yeah, big honor. I had good teachers, man. But we learned all of Cheska Sabatim together, he taught me. I think it was the last time I saw them till now. Okay. Tafkideinu, based on everything we've said up to now, if anybody's understood what we've said up to now, Tafkideinu la'ez kezoiz hu la'shuv lo'ez echius. We have to go back and try relive with that life force. Shei selanu ba'avah that we had before. Aleinu lizboinan, person has to go sit and meditate. La'amik b'nafshoseinu v'limtsois makor amayim chayim. We have to go find out where our real source is. Where's the source of our life? It's our uniqueness. We have to go and imprint onto our Yiddishkeit, our Torah mitzvahs, our unique imprint, which is what's alive and relevant and real, as opposed to just doing what everybody's doing. And he's going to discuss that at length now, this nakuda of how you get in touch with your uniqueness. Kishem Shiudi Makabal is Yahadutoi Bahakora Ubaava Mitoich Bechira, Vuyodeo or Makish is Orag Beyosa. Same way that a Jew accepts upon himself his Jewishness and his Torah with a recognition and a love, he makes a Bechira decision. Vuyodeo or Makish is Oragol Beyosa, and he knows that this is the greatest light, he knows this is the truth. Kachalav Kabal Gam. It's kol matzavei chayov v'nisyoinov haketanim v'agdoinim v'bechira. So too, all the nisyoinus and the different situations that come up in his life, big ones, small ones, he has to accept with bechira ba'ava, kloima, b'rotzon, b'simcha, u'mitoich yadir shezeh atov b'yoisavura. One of the hardest avoiders and the most critical avoiders that we have to do. That's tzadik be'emunos chayichya. He realizes that everything that's happening to him is from Hashem, and it's good for him, and therefore he accepts it. Besimcha. If there's anything more important or more all-consuming us today than this, I don't know. Tell me. To go through life with Yishuv Adas and Manuchas and Nefesh and Simcha, knowing that whatever's happening is for my good, because it's from Hashem. That's Betochen. That's the ultimate Imunah. That's the Imunah. Betochen is the Yishuv Adas. The Imunah is the knowledge that it's from Hashem and it's for my good. The betochen is therefore that translates into a sense of tranquility. No matter what happening, I'm tranquil. That's the Chovei Salavavus' definition of betochen. Yishuv Adas and Manufus HaNefesh. That's the avoider. Toime she'achas hadrochim asher tisai b'deinu l'chushes hakesh achai v'apoyim im yad itainu. Seems, he says, that one of the ways that will enable us, will help us to feel this real living relationship that beats within our Yiddishkeit. Derech tazolan l'kshor keshim b'ra'ilam, a path that will enable us to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hial yedei kach shenishnan la'atzmeinu heshkem v'erev shemiyom shebor lakimes ha'adam al ha'aretz lo chai adam shayel o tafki doimash l'shali. Is to come to the realization that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Rishon, up today, no one has been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has a job in the world similar to mine. No one has ever had the same job as me in this world. Or will ever be someone who have the same job as me. Ani kaviyachol kalosa shel Hashem Yisparach v'yesh li itoy kaviyachol dvorim shebetzim. I'm, so to speak, the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Hashem and me have got a lot of private things between us that no one else can ever understand or ever know. Everybody senses this. Everybody senses that at a certain point, I can't explain this to anybody. There's something inside of me, there's something that I know or something that I could never explain to another person. If you don't have this, you have to check out why not. There has to be something inside of you that, unless you come from Southern California, because there you can tell me everything about you in 10 minutes. But if you come from anywhere else in the world, there should be something inside of you, it's almost a frustration, that I could never ever share this sort of thing with you. That's the umkus of this. There's Dvarim Shebetzina. The same way as a person has private things with a spouse that you would never ever tell or share with anybody else, the things between you and your spouse that only the two of you will ever know. So too, there's things between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no one else can ever know, because no one else has this tafkid. Therefore, no one else has the ability or the right to even know what's going on here. Dvarim Shaisim lo yodei shum nivra b'olam. No one can ever know about this. Rak haniv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same way as me and my wife have certain things that no one will ever know about. I have things that no one will ever know about. There's things in the world that only I can do. No one else is going to do this for Hashem. But kach shinu chachom in the Yel Kot Shmoyni chachom say like this: Lahagid gudlosoi shel melech malchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To relate the greatness of the King of Kings HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheadam tuva kama mitbeyos b'chosem echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made many different coins with one tabat, with one print, with one press. Kulam doyme zeh lezeh. Everybody has the same face. Well, everyone is made up of the same print. You know, we all have 2 ears, 2 eyes, nose, mouth, face, forehead, eyebrows. We all have the same print. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovah kol adam b'chosom shel adam harishon. And everybody is made from the same stamp as Adam HaRishon. V'ein echad doyme lechaveiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got a cookie cutter factory, conveyor belt factory, and everyone comes out different. Pella. Lefikach tzarich kol echad loyme bishvili nivra olam. Therefore says the Yalkut, everybody should say bishvili nivra olam. In the same way that our faces are different and really shouldn't be different, because they're all the same. You create billions and billions and billions of people with exactly the same recipe and everyone comes out different. It's one of the, I think you mentioned in Shara Bechina, this Nakuda. I can't remember if I saw it there. I've seen it somewhere. But that's what it means. That's not a big deal. Hashem created lots of different people, but all different. That's not a pella. The pella is they're all the same and they're different. That's a pella. They all have the same. We all little Adam HaRishons. We all made with the same recipe as Adam HaRishon, the same print, the same picture. And everyone, no two people look the same. No two animals look the same. You go down to the stables and you see 100 horses, they all look the same, right? I knew a horse trainer, he had 150 horses in his stable. He could tell each one by just looking at them. He said, they've got different faces. They're all different. This one's stronger, yeah, this one's got this tether. He knew, understood each horse was different. Some run faster short distance, some are long distance, some are this, some are that. Some have got good nature, some are more akhzori. Horses! Don't be interested for the fat. So, Achas come a human. Do you know how many different species of insects there are in the world? They just found recently in the Gowanna rainforest 30 species of insects they never knew about before. They think they knew everything about everything. 30 new species of insects in one rainforest. Palafla, why does it need so much variety in the world? Why does it need so many different things? And then we send our kids to schools, they want to make everybody the same. They can't tolerate the fact that diversity is actually part of the Bria. That's not good. Okay. Sorry, I had to say that. Sometimes you've got to get it off your chest. L'kol yudi yesh choysem b'tfus meyuchad. Every Jew is different. U'lechein b'avadosoy aruchnis alav l'adbir es choysomoy sheloi. In the spiritual avoider, you have to create your own imprint, your own stamp. Not use other people's stamps. Using your kalim for my job is that's forgery. It's total forgery. Who's not Salantis? It's like trying to wear someone else's spectacles. You want to wear his spectacles? Why? Well, they look so much nicer than mine. Yeah, but they're the wrong prescription. You're not going to be able to see wearing his spectacles. The chotemet that's not yours, even if you got it, you inherited it from a great big tzaddik. Sof sof einu shelcha, it's not yours. Lechein imat im tachto in bo al shtaro is a kedoyme muzefesi. If I'll sign my check using your signature or your check using my signature or whatever, that's forgery. Lo toil tzidkosoi o chasidusu shel baal achotemet lahakshir es hashtar shorei muzefu. I don't care how big a tzaddik the guy you're forging signature is, as it doesn't make the shtar a valid shtar. Yeah, you use the Baal Shem Tov signature to sign a check. Yeah, but it's not forgery, he's a big tzaddik. It's a forgery, it's not yours, it's not yours. We'll see, you have to know how to balance this. Avada, we Shimush Chachomim, and we want to learn from the avoid the behavior of the Chachomim. Avada, that has to be taken into account. We learn from our Rebbeim and whatever, but at a certain point you have to find the way you put on tefillin and the way he puts on tefillin can't be the same. There has to be not a lachik difference, but my relationship with Hashem when I'm putting on tefillin can't look like your relationship with Hashem when you're putting on tefillin. We're not coming out to say you know, dump the mitzvah of a selah harav. I do whatever I want. There's a famous story I heard from, what's his name, called us, the Sefer, Rabbi Kod, well-known, famous Sefer, he even spoke here once, I think, in the old place. He was a Moshe Sefer, he's a big Sefer. They had a thing there, they went into all the shuls to try and see people wearing the tefillin were kosher, and how they were wearing them. So that group's going into shul every morning and you know, making sure that people, at least they're putting on tefillin, at least get the mitzvah. So they came to one shul and they told the Rav, you see Yankele there is wearing his tefillin, mamish just on top of his nose. Why haven't you said anything to him? He says, if Yankele wanted to put on tefillin properly, he would look and see, I'm putting on tefillin. You know how many times I've told him? Hello, Makshiv, but I shouldn't even have to tell him. He wouldn't just, when you see the Rav's tefillin are yeah and yours are yeah. You go to the Rav, you tell him, why are you wearing your tefillin wrong? It says, Bein Enech is yeah, it's not yeah, and you ask. As loich patlo. If he cared, he would look at the Rav and see, why do we have to learn from Adugmat? It's one of the reasons why the Rav davens on the Mizrach. So everyone can see him and he has to be a Dugma. He's got it, that people are supposed to imitate him. There's another reason why he's there, so he can see what's going on in the community and understand who needs what. But one of the main reasons why he's standing, Rav Osher told us to Rav Jacobson, one of the main reasons why you have to be on the Mizrach is because people look at you, you're a divorce. We're not saying you don't learn from people that have more than you or that are better than you. Why do you have to learn from them? But that doesn't mean you've got to become a robot and just do whatever they do, because they're doing it. It's not appropriate for you. You go visit Rav Schoenberg, so you start wearing 180 pairs of tzitzis now. Wearing two pairs of tzitzis for me is meshuggah. For him, wearing 100 and whatever was normal. He used to sit there with his 100 and whatever pairs of tzitzis and he's tefillin on, giving the shear to the woman. His Robertson used to sit next to him and used to say to them, tell your husbands they've got to be normal. He's normal. For him, that's normal. Are you going to imitate him? Are you going to imitate him? We had a boch in the yeshiva once who insisted on wearing tefillin the whole day. That was his, he learnt up the halachas, and he understood you have to wear tefillin the whole day. So he's, one of his rivals was Rav Schoenberg. I said, yeah, when you're doing everything Rav Schoenberg's doing, and you're Rav Schoenberg, you can also wear tefillin the whole day. Well, until then, take off your tefillin. There are plenty of toilet that are not running around wearing tefillin all day, because I understand why not. It takes a little bit of maturity and sensitivity to know what you copy and what you don't copy. But the kudiya is you have something unique, and you've got to find that unique thing. Revolver says it. He said everybody has a unique midah that is shalom in every aspect of shleimus that nobody else has. Revolver says that. It's a very difficult thing. Even in the midahs it's like that. Which means you have to take the imprint you got from your parents and your rabbonim, but you have to go further with it. You have to make your own unique stempel on it. Come on, Cain, Rabbi Zainu, es boireinu, in our avoidus Hashem, lo dai lo la'adim, she stapek pamashi, dbu bo avoysa varaboysa. It's not enough. It doesn't mean you get rid of everything your ancestors and your rabbin gave you. Chas v'chalila. We need the Messiah, but that's not enough. chayv hu ladbir es a chotemet haishit shelo b'kol mahalach avodoyso. He has to put his own unique imprint on this. And you see it all the time by gadolim. I mentioned this many times. The more a person becomes great in Torah, and the more he gets immersed in Torah, he should start looking like everybody else that's becoming more immersed in Torah and great in Torah. Nachon? That would be the muskul rishon. The more you're doing the same as everybody else and you're following the same role book as everybody else, the more you should be the same. The less you're keeping Torah, the more different you should be. And you see it's exactly the opposite. The gadolim are doing about Ramosha and Rab Aaron. They couldn't speak to each other. They couldn't talk in learning. Why do we have so many Pirushim on Shas? Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, there was a Zayda and an Eininkel. Look at the union, and they agreed on everything, except what they disagreed on. Each one had his own unique histakut in the world. It's a joyous thing to see when you see two Gedol Yisrael versed in Kula Torah Kulu, and they're completely different. That's what he's talking about. Means it's Torah too different. It's not that I'm different for the sake of being different. Everybody's out there wearing jeans and a t-shirt trying to look different. That's all we're talking about. Torah tuned individuality means I'm completely rooted in Torah. I'm doing the same as everybody else, and I have nothing in common with you. Nothing to talk about even. When the Satmar Rebbe used to come to Rab Aaron, Shlaga Kotler told me, heard from his father, the Shneer. He said that the screaming between them used to lift the roof off the house. They didn't agree on anything. And yet the love and the respect and the Rav Aaron wouldn't let the Satmar Rebbe out of his house until he'd gone and given each of his children a bracha. I've heard this maysid, but I heard this from Rav Shlaga himself. He told me Rav Shneer was riding with Rav Aaron and the Satmar Rebbe in the car. They were in the car together. So the Satmar Rebbe took an apple and he made a broch and he cut a piece and he ate it and he gave a slice to give Rav Shneer. And Rav Shneer said, no thank you, I don't want. He was a young boy. No thanks, he didn't want. He didn't like apples. So the Satmar Rebbe said to him, Shirayim from the Rebbe, you have to eat it. So he said, no, you're not sick. So Rav Shneer said to him, you'll never be a, I can see you'll never turn out to be a chosid. Rav Aaron said, say your name. And you tell me the Satmar Rebbe learned a different Torah to Rara, and they learned the same Torah, they knew the same Torah, they were brave Gedoli Gedoli Israel. They understood the problem exactly the same, and yet Minakotzel, like Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, is to scream at each other. Rav Moshe said, you can't say that it's not Torah, and Rav Aaron used to say, what are you talking about? That's the beauty, the uniqueness of what we're talking about here. You have to find your own. It's a more odd kasher in a world where everybody has to be the same. That Nimrod said to Avram Avinu, when Terach took Avram Avinu to Nimrod, Nimrod said to him, why can't you be like everybody else? Why are you going to be different? You know, find a nice getchka and go daven to it. What are you coming out with Maya Zachen for? That's one thing we can learn from the Gedolim, how to be different. Tov, a good.
Shreya.
I have a good day.